always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening. Forgive me for not doing programs, but I was not feeling well the last couple of weeks. And I hope that what I'm about to say to you is always ad lib. I don't like to study anything before I come on the radio. I don't know what I'm going to say, but have a rough idea. And I never get my ideas from the world around. The pressures of the world around on my mind. I want to share with what has been given me. And I want to give you that gift that I have. Now, I may have a little bit of a cold, but still, you could hear in my voice that there's something beyond me to speak to thee. That's how it should be. To find the Creator. Now, to find the Creator, I think that's kind of silly, but we've got to have a way of saying such the things that are searching for meaning. We can't possibly understand a being who's always been there. You can't, your brain goes dumb. He's always existed. And has always existed, he's made a universe. And in the universe, he put all kinds of creatures. How do you think they get there? Do you think that metal and whatever it is that you build things with is all dead? If you look around, you see the beauty, the magic of it all. But everything lives and dies. It lives and gets better living and leaves behind more beautiful living or more, well, gruff, see, more dangerous creatures. But this is what keeps them alive, so to speak. You can't just sit there and just eat grass, which a lot of animals do. But there's something so much beautiful. So let me bring you to a monkey. The monkey has a brain like ours, very much like it. But it doesn't have a relationship with Creator that created the creatures. They go on creating themselves and eating and killing each other. And he's got all kinds of things, magical things. All I can say, it's magic. I just want to sit here and begin the program with this kind of subject. In order to find your meaning, the monkey doesn't have meaning. It becomes more monkeys, more monkeys, more monkeys, and eat each other. And in America, or in the world, you see people eating each other too. I mean, literally eating each other. Or eating each other in the way that I am going to speak tonight. It's almost to the moment where the music starts. And I want to share some, not music, but meaning. I just want to say this. I heard it. I listened to it on the TV. And they said, and wrote it on the TV, and said it, that in every state, here is what I want to talk to tonight. We are human beings. I'm never seeing monkeys, unless they have some kind of a sickness, want to kill themselves. Why do human beings want to kill themselves? Now, I understand a little bit better that wicked ones and other wicked ones kill each other, and wicked ones hate good ones. There's always a meaning in that. But I just want to say this, because we have a nice house, we have a beautiful country. It's magnificent, but it's got to become less magnificent. Excuse the expression, but I made it wrong. It's less magnificent because something has gone wrong with the human race, and it's coming to its death center. And I'll be talking to you about suicide. Listen carefully, those of you who are thinking about that.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, for heaven's sake, that is very nice to pronounce it this way. My subject, if you will join in and not be afraid to speak, is about suicide. This is disturbing to me. Now, I don't just get disturbed. It's just a word. It is disturbing, but not to me. However, why does a person want to kill himself or herself? I just recently, what brought this on is I heard it on TV. And it went something like this. It's very simple. He says, in every state, God knows how many states there are now, some dirty states, if you know what I mean. But this country is in a bad state. But let me just go back to what I mean. It said that every part of this country, every state is having murders, not murders, but self-murder. I'm a little weak sometimes, so I have to use different words when I should use the right ones, but you're getting it now, aren't you? Every state in the country is evolving. All of them, every one of them are growing people who are killing themselves. Why? I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of you killing yourself. Why would you want to do it? Do you have your psychiatrist and psychologist? Can he explain this? No. He cannot. He does more harm than good. It's a spiritual thing. Monkeys don't have spiritual things. Human beings have purpose. Well, we should have some purpose, but the purpose must not be our purpose. Basically, you can have one of the two. My purpose is his purpose. I had it from a child, from a little kid. I won't go into it, but somehow, when I got old enough, I saw where I'm going and where I've been coming from. A good parent, a wonderful parent, a wonderful father, and a good mother. And he let me unfold like a flower. He didn't push me to learn. He didn't push me to be successful. He just let me go. But most of you listening to me, and I mean this, America is becoming wonderful again, and the minute it becomes wonderful again, it sort of gives us a key or arguments so that you spend your money and enjoy yourself and do all those wonderful things and happiness. I warn you, because this is only the beginning of horror. Why would our desire for glory, money, sex, wanting to do what you want to do, but not being able to find it, how to do it, and when you do it, it feels guilty, and you don't know why it feels guilty, and you try harder. There's all of these things I want to share with you. Millions, a whole country like this, is growing. Murder, not murder. I'm not interested in the murder part. That's another thing, because kids do that. But kids also commit murder, commit suicide. They too commit suicide. There's a relationship where you have two choices. I'll give you an example. A veteran goes to a very dangerous place where horror was taking place. I remember one place many years ago, and I forget the country it was, but it was a big war a long time ago. Forgive me. My memory is not as good as it should be. I'm 90 years old, so you must have, I'll do the best I can. I'm at living. But I remember this sticking in my ear. Our soldiers went to work, in a sense, to inoculate children from that country, which was a civil war, like North Korea and South Korea. And so our soldiers were gracious, and when the kids were there and they had a relationship to them, they gave them an injection to overcome horrible diseases. And a week later, they came back and see arms cut off, a big pile of them. Shock. Can you imagine seeing that? Can any civil person grasp what the purpose is? Shock. Shock. So let's say that you want to do something nice. Let's say that you have a purpose. And then what you think of as a purpose. Now, if you had a real purpose, here it is. I can tell you about myself. I did not know I had a perfect purpose. Did I say it right? Purpose. Yeah. I did not know since a child, because I have to come back this to the story. My father watched me with amusement quietly. We work with all kinds of equipment, machinery, electronics. But he let me alone and let me take the chemistry and whatever he has, so I can do whatever I want and build anything I wanted. And I built some very interesting things. And I don't want to go over those because it sounds like I'm bragging. But I have been free. Purposeful. What you need, please, ladies and gentlemen, young people, I warn you that as you get, I'm going to warn the country, the more successful you are, the more successful you are, the more happy you think you feel. And when you have that, and it gives you pleasure, you want more. And when that does happen, you want even more. Now, there's lots of things you can bury yourself in. But I warn you, I'm going to go back to talk to you about veterans, and then I'm going to take it back to the states that are, all the states that are manufacturing people who commit suicide, not wanting to be able to stop it. The more they try to make their happiness happier, the worse it becomes. If you look for happiness, without looking for meaning, it means, I don't know how to say it, I only know this, I have meaning. But the meaning is to give yourself to your Creator. Adam lost himself. In the beginning, according to Scripture, which makes it simple and understandable, you had to have a first man and a first woman. And then you have what happens to that. You know about it. You can have all the trees here, but not that one. And according to the story, and maybe a story, but it's a very good story. If there is a creator that's creating beings in the shape of himself, it's very careful, because if you hate a person who has the likeness of God, everybody has a likeness of God. Whatever you do with your body, when you go to watch people in the streets these days, you'll see ugly, filthy, stupid, how can I say it? Dressed badly, without manners, and they're so different. They're like animals. It's tremendous. Go to any place with lots of people, and you can just smell them. You can see the shape of them. They should be beautifully shaped. Why is that they still have horrible shapes? Why do people change their faces so you can't recognize who they are? I'm 90 years old. If you saw me 50 years, 30 years ago, you'd recognize me, because I still have the appearance. I've not degenerated. I've had lots of misery and suffering. But the beautiful things of misery and suffering is, can you not hate what hurts? Everything bad happens for good. And that's no good but by itself, is it? Everything bad, this is Jesus, everything bad happens what? For good. How could that be? How could that be? What did I discover? What I discovered is that when Adam and Eve were thrown out, and Adam, who's the head of the family, supposed to be, is disconnected from God, and the woman takes control whether she likes it or not. That's what you're looking at. Weak men. Bullies. Now, I was listening to our president, and everybody's screaming and yelling, and all young people, but they will grow up to be ugly pigs. Excuse me. More and more ugly pigs. More money, less work. Looking for meaning, looking for happiness, sky jumping, whatever it is, sex, drugs, alcohol. What is all this? We're looking for for pleasure. We're looking for our purpose is pleasure, happiness. There's no such thing. Go, those of you who are trying to be happy, those who are trying to be richer, the more rich you get, the more glory you get, the more guilty you feel, because you're falling further from God, as if you were kind of a God yourself. And the further you go away, looking for pleasure, let's, for example, just give you a simple example. It's not just opioids, all kinds of things like that. It's not that so much. But food can kill you. You being teased. Have you ever watched your screen and watched them selling food? What are they doing? They are seducing you. You should not eat. You should not be intimidated, excited by what you see on the screen. I have to have that. I have to have that. I have to have this and I have to have that. But just 50% of Americans, 50% will die like dogs. And psychiatrists, psychologists, whatever, the doctors, they only have symptoms, but the symptoms are caused. The sickness is, let's put it this way. Sickness and diseases and the wrong direction for happiness, you can't, it will give you great misery. The purpose is not your happiness. Your purpose is how do you deal with pressure and cruelty. That's it, isn't it? If you can't deal with it, it will own you. And what will it own you? It's something that upsets you. I'm just coming to something simple. I say to you, I'm an expert in there's a name for it, I just lost it. But I'm an expert at hypnosis. I'm an expert in fighting, believe it or not. I'm not anymore because I'm not strong enough. However, you will come into the world that is selfish people and cruel people and people who seem to be good and try to be good, but they wear themselves out trying to get love. Damned if they get love. Damned if they don't get love. Because when you get love, it isn't love, it's just a feeling. And you have to give something of yourself to have a good feeling. But you've given something to from yourself for that person to give you a good feeling, and you become addicted to it. It could be sex. It could be roast beef. Pick your favorite food and look around and see how fat, ugly Americans have become, and getting worse. When I came to America, it was beautiful. I mean, Ellis Island. I can remember this old geezer here. I got off the boat. And it's Ellis Island. I don't know if they do it anymore. And it was such a sweet thing. We sing a little song and learn a few things about being an American. And so I became American. But not yet. But I loved America. I still love it. I love it more. Because it has such advantages here. And one of those advantages is one Roy, who doesn't speak like anybody else. I say, you are a dirty, rotten pig, or fool, to enjoy your food too much. You'll die looking for pleasure ever after. As if the more pleasure you have, the closer you get to greatness and happiness. And you want more, because the more you get, the more it gets you. Did you hear that? The more it gives you and makes you feel better. You've been seduced. You have been seduced. Look at your screen. Watch how they advertise food. Steak. You just say steak, and they purposely intimidate you, make you feel, oh, that's so good. I'm going to get one, like, I'm going to get one big, nice, whatever it is they're selling. And you enjoy it. You're not supposed to enjoy food. You're supposed to, it's a serious thing. Food is serious. You can be gracious, but it is serious. Not just because you're serious, because you need food. It's how you become seriously addicted to food. Food then becomes a drug. I mean it. If somebody tempts you to, you say, take this is really wonderful. And you say, yes, that is wonderful. And pretty soon, you're eating more and more and more, and the more you eat, it's the same thing with drugs and alcohol. You just name it. Anything that makes you feel better, and food can make you feel better, to wit, fat people, and sitting together, saying, isn't this delicious? Isn't it wonderful? How do you like yours? Etc., etc. Fat people like fat people. They justify each other. But on TV, you're being intoxicated. You're being seduced. You just see all that. It makes your mouth water. And you see it looks so delicious. It's so tender. And so if you start to look at that and go out and buy that food, you have been seduced. You're going to die. And nothing can stop you. You don't expect your psychiatrist or your doctor to say, have you eaten any meat today? You like this meat? Yes, I do. How much meat do you have? Let's say he talks to you that way. Do you really like it? He says, yes. Is that how fat you're getting going? Do you think I can fix you when you're getting fatter and fatter and fatter? Food is not made for pleasure. It tastes nice, yes. But tasting nice is not pleasure. It's making sure that you're eating right the what you're eating. And not eating a frog. I don't know. I'm going to be talking to you just now. I'm just working up to it. So bear with me, would you? And the more plenteous we have, excuse me, I'll start off this way because there wasn't many commercials So I just ran through. I am trying to say to you that you're a drug addict when you're fat. Because you're looking for what you're looking for. I guarantee a fat person is, how can I say this? I don't want to hurt everybody's feelings. I suppose I have to, don't I? But fat is addiction. The more you want, the more you like the feeling, the more you want the feeling, the more you want it. And you can't stop. Just like drug. Then it becomes a drug. It doesn't become food anymore. Yes, it makes you fat. But you don't care. All you want is feeling. You have people wearing tons. I don't know how. 10,000 pounds or whatever it is. And can't even get them through the door. I say to you that the more plenteous everything is, the more you have the money and the hunger for a sense of worth, a sense of worth. I'll say it again, a sense of worth will kill you. Because the more you get it, the more you feel good, the more it seduces you, the more hungry you are for more. And when you're moving for more, where are you moving from? The real you. Where are you moving from? You're moving away from God, you stupid idiots. Excuse me talking this way, but I need to turn you around a little bit. How dare Roy Master say this? I dare. Because nobody will ever come straight to the point. You're going to die. You're going to die from getting fatter and fatter. The more you want, the more you get, the more you want. And it's an addiction. And don't tell me it isn't. It's a misuse of godly purpose. Listen carefully, please. No one is going to talk to you like this. And if you're going to walk away, to hell with you. But I want to save your life. Your purpose shouldn't be pleasure with food, pleasure succeeding in this or that. Yes, you should have food. Yes, you should have this or that. But you can't be addicted to it. Immediately, it becomes addiction. And what is tempting you? What is tempting you on the TV? It's, let me see if I can find the right word. It could be evil. Evilness in people who know how to seduce you into eating more food than you should. More anything that's normally appropriate to become not appropriate, but to cause you to get sick. But you enjoy your sickness. Because you know that you felt good. And nothing has ever made you feel good because you have a fight with your husband and this and that. Things are wrong. So you want to have so when you get upset, and the upset is the word is upset, upside down. Upset. When something seduces you, when somebody is angry with you, and you get upset. But now you've got food, and you're beginning to feel that you can't stop eating. But you can't stop. And then you get angry. So you try to stop. The more you try to stop, the worse you become. You can't save yourself, don't you see? You can't save yourself. purpose. Your purposes can be any kind. There's so many different variations of purpose: money, food, drugs, and all of it because something's missing. And there's something missing. For example, your girlfriend and drugs, and up pops the purpose who supplies you with drugs, and you take that and you enjoy each other and sex each other, and it goes on like that. But all these things, the pleasures of life, are not to be sought. Pleasures of life will come to you as a gift. The pleasures of life I have. What is that? I don't think about money. I don't get angry when I'm sick. You have no idea what God put me through. Everything bad. And it was everything bad. There's a point where for three, let me see how many months it would be, three years, 30 years of being sick, of all kinds of illnesses, and you think a person like me would be healthy and strong, but strangely enough, with all the different sicknesses and diseases and horrors, up to this very day, I'm a better man. Well, how is that? I have the sickness of almost anything. I don't want to express it, because just heart problems, heart operations, leaving me with one, you see what I mean? And I guess give you an example, just if you don't mind. It all began with me swimming in the water in front of my house. I forget, I'm not there anymore. I haven't been back to my house in Ventura. And so they have water, and I can't remember the name of the water. It's like a stream. And they also had poisoned filth with filth, you know, human filth. I can't remember that in the way that is done, but it wasn't too far away next to the ocean, and you can smell it. I didn't understand all that, and I drank some of that water unconsciously swimming, and I was eaten, had a parasite inside me for 2 years, eating my pieces of me away. And my friends were doctors, very good doctors. Mackenzie, he's died, he's a good man, a cancer specialist, and he has a lot of respect. But 3 years went by, and all I could eat was porridge, and that caused me to have problems with sugar, etc., etc. That operation on my heart, all of a sudden, I'll just tell you this. So I had a problem, and I had to have an operation. And then the doctor would call me and sit down and says, I've got some good news and bad news. He went a couple of years, and he wants to see me again and see how I was doing. He says, I've got some good news and bad news. What would you like first? I said, okay, give me the bad news. He says, it failed. Your operation failed. I didn't flinch. This is what I'm saying. I didn't flinch. Huh? He says, so what's the next thing? He says, you grew a brand new pair of hearts. I don't know what how you say it. Forgive me. In other words, I have a new heart. Brand new. Two of them. How is that? I'm back again. And off I go again. But there's no emotion, and no hooray, no suffering. Then there's sepsis. Someone caused me to have it. I won't go into that. I almost died. Four people had to work themselves just recently to keep me alive. But I know the person who did this. But I'm still smiling when I walk past the person who we do business with. I have no emotion, no anger. I'm not going to get even with this person. The beauty of what I'm saying is not so much to have pleasure, but forget yourself. Mingle yourself with your Creator. And to say this simply is, if the purpose of life is to find the purpose of life forever after, see, we are more than animals. We're made in the image of God. And the purpose what we come into, when you come into a world where your mother is a witch and you see it, or they think they're good, they have a nice religion, and they, on the surface is everything is all right, but there's always a rumble and anger inside because the mother is walking in her mother's shoes and she does not know that she's lost who she would have been had she not been angry with her. Because when somebody makes you upset, the word upset means to go upset. The goal is the purpose to eternal life. When you come into the world, every child, you can't say a child is guilty. Some of you will say, well, a kid is a kid, but he's have to learn things. No, you're wrong. The purpose is that God has given you intuition. I keep mentioning this because it's important. Intuition. A monkey does not have intuition. It can only respond to the world it's in. Eat, kill, whatever it is. Humans are made in the image of God. That's beautiful. And has a purpose. And if you lose that purpose, let me start then again, because there's something more important. When you lose that purpose, the way you lose it from 2 years old is to see that your mother does not know what she's doing, and she gets upset with you. And then you get upset, and secretly be upset, and try to be nice to your mother, but you're already done in already. At 2 years old, you've seen it. But your mother hasn't seen it. So mother doesn't know what she's done to you. She is trying not to be like her mother, or trying to be like her mother, which is not good either. Something's missing. Something's missing. You come into the world, and your mother comes into you, and your mother's hating your father, because what she wants is to have love from him. But love, we don't know what love is. We love cheesecake. We can love that. You can love it, but loving is wanting something that's empty. And the reason why It's empty because when you came into the world, your mother did not know what was wrong with her. Or she thinks she can do better than her mother. I'm not going to be like her, but she's going to do just the opposite. Be too nice. I don't have to tell you a story in that. So you only got the choices of being your mother or the opposite of your mother, which is just as bad. You still don't know what good is. You've got the identity of the person, the identity, and you struggle with the identity. And then you begin to hate your mother, and your father, whoever it is. And you deal with everything with anger. And the more angry you are, the more upset you are. And what does upset means? Let me say, Adam was upset. He disconnected from God, from listening to the woman. Disconnected. And connected to the woman. What is beyond the woman? Horror awaits. But you can't find a man. Because every man born of woman has intuition. Every child. But the trouble with the child is, or maybe I don't want to say it that way, but the little child comes into the world with something beautiful. Like Roy Masters, I had it. I didn't know I had it. Maybe you have it, and you didn't know you had it. But can you find it? Unless you become as a little child, there it is. Unless you become as a little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom. Does that mean something? Why don't you understand that your mother lost it, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, all imprinting each other's identity, so you can never be yourself? And you can never find God. You're looking for peace, and there is no peace. Listen carefully for what I want to say. All right. Now, what I'm trying to say is very simple. Can you hear my voice? The purpose of life, like Jesus, is suffering. But there's good suffering and bad suffering. Because when you try not to suffer, when you try not to, you find that it overcomes you. You cannot overcome your problem you created or the one you was given when you were born. You have an identity. You're a baby. Listen quickly. You're a little child, and you, when two or 3 years old, you can see the injustice of your mother. She doesn't see that she hates her husband. She hates her mother. And she's trying to be a good person. Or she's become just like her mother and worse off. Same way. There's something missing, but when you were small, I tell you, listen carefully, how many of you hate your mother? How many of you have tried not to hate your mother and give yourself into her? And then the more she gives of herself, the less life she has, as a sort of excuse expressions. These are very serious things. It's not the problem here. It's not opioids and all the rest of it. The problem is the wrong direction. We need to go back. How can I say this? Let me say it again, then. When Adam reacted to the seduction, which he didn't mean, it was naturally made that way. But the birth, God is not creating any births. He created a man and took out a piece of, and will make the woman. It's like he's made all the animals and creatures, but he wants you to find him. Of all the trees you could freely eat, but not this one. Ah, that's it. So it was just simple. Darkness approaches the woman. She doesn't know this. And Adam is persuaded to eat it. And then when Daddy came in, he said, "Did you eat of the fruit of tree?" He made an excuse. The excuse is worse than the sin. Horror. How many people make excuses? Every person who makes an excuse is not their own self. And you begin to look for people to excuse you, then you have a very bad presence. The last one we had is that he appeased the worst in you and made you feel better than others. This leads to civil war. And I won't go into that now. Thank God he's gone. You know who I mean, don't you? Thanks for President Trump. He is a real person. And he is a good example of what I want for you to be. He didn't care for riches. Even though he had the riches, he used it in the proper terms. I'm sure he made mistakes in his life, but I'm sure he straightened that out. He got attracted to a very nice lady, which he deserves, etc., etc. So, do you understand that you're not yourself? Because when you came into the world, you had a puffy father, a bully father. That's a weak one, an appeaser. And women don't want an appeaser. That's not love. But if you give it to him, he's addicted to it. He'll do anything for it, to fulfill himself. And the more he fulfills himself, the further he goes from God. And that is what I'm saying. That grasping of food, sex, love, all the things I've been saying, the more you get, the more you want, and you cannot stop. And the agony is so great, and the emptiness so great, nobody can cure you. Maybe you take drugs as well, but just soup could do it if you get addicted to it. You cannot go and look for feeling, for love. Now, what kind of woman that is a Roy Masters? That's silly. Oh, no. The nice thing about me is I have found him. The extension of whom is Jesus, and to a Jewish boy like myself. I have found him. But it took a long time to get into this state where nothing touches me. Look, everything I do works. Everything I do works. Even though I'm sick as a dog, even though I don't have any money, I do not get upset. The secret of not being upset is to find your creator. How do you find that? How do you relate to that? Because he looks at you and sees how much suffering you're going through. Everything bad happens for good. You can't have good when you come in. You have to choose which way you want to go. You want to go eating fatso? Dear ladies and gentlemen, go eat yourself to die. For cancer and everything you can think of. There's a tree in the garden, inside your heart. It's there. And you come into the world. But the world comes into you when you were 2 years old. Because you could see the injustice and of your parents, the impatience, trying to please you, trying to love you, and you know there's something wrong, and the little kid is resentful towards his mother and the father, or the mother hangs it on the husband, which he deserves, of course. But now the country is full of sick people and getting sicker, and the doctors can't do anything because they think the name of the trick of the disease is all by itself, I'll cut it out. So you can die cutting it out. What kind of life is that? Why can't we be healed in some other way? I have proved it. I have been I have been sick, ill, in the worst way. You never hear about it. But I never flinch. I never flinched. Never. Never moaned. Never groaned. And here I am, stronger than ever before. You don't want to mess with me because he, my creator, is speaking to you through me. So I cannot take credit for the strength he has given me. I'm only the extension of, let me say, Jesus first, because not just me, he is the first of all of us. So I have to say it, he has given his spirit of everlasting to Jesus, and the energy is no longer emotion like monkeys. Oh, it's time to go. Support the program only if it works. If you go to FHU.com, press on free. That's the word. Look for the word free, click, and you get two meditations. 1 is 7 minutes. 7 minute meditation. The other one is be still and know. I will show you where he is. Start with the first one. 7 minute meditation. My name is Roy Masters. And share the world. We can overcome all the people who are suffering. Anxiety. The more you get, the more empty you are. And the emptiness, hold it on there just a little longer, please.